Hi everybody, this is Tracy Merlone. I am here at my beautiful spot in the Rocky Mountains to talk to you today about what to do if your child is an adult and showing the signs of narcissistic behaviors. So what we really have to understand is that we've probably seen the signs of narcissistic behavior in our children as they grew up, and we wrote off those behaviors maybe as just being them, or that we learned to not react because when we do, we're walking on eggshells, waiting for their response, waiting for the other shoe to fall, if you would. Sometimes we've seen the behaviors, sometimes we haven't. Sometimes when they get to be older, we almost wish that they would be someone else's problem. And this is the problem that comes into when I talk with people who are divorcing a narcissist. How come their parents never told me? How come they let me marry him or her when they knew they were a psychopath, right? This is a very hard point and a big responsibility onto the parents, because in many ways, it isn't your responsibility to go warning the next spouse, because we hope that their behaviors will get better in time. And sometimes parents even feel that, you know, that they empowered their child to be this by maybe, not really knowing what to do, not really making a lot of changes in their patterns as they grew up. There is time to help your children if they're younger, that we can teach them empathy. But what if they're 30 years old and they're about to get married? You've seen signs of their very big ego, or maybe their lies, their pathological lies, even when they didn't need to lie. This is a big sign that your kid is not quite there. The entitlement of being able to lie. And even stealing is such a silly thing, but it's another form of entitlement. So if your kid was always that as they grew up, and they were blamers, it was always someone else's fault, it was always your fault, it was always your spouse's fault, it was always the teacher and their boss and everyone else, they blame. When they're lying, fabricates a reality that is false, that isn't really anything to do with reality. These lies are built in, and we've seen them. We've watched them grow up. Their goal is to control people, and they will use any tactic and any technique that they can. But when they grow up and they get married, I think a lot of parents really hold on to the hope that maybe this person will turn them around. Maybe this person will be able to love them enough to do what we couldn't do as parents. You know, kids don't want to listen to their parents, they'll listen to anyone else. So maybe this person will help save them, if that makes sense. I think parents by that time are frustrated, and they do want someone else to help change this person, help change their child. They might have prayed, or just like happy to get them out of their hair. Maybe their lives will be calmer because they don't have to deal with them on a regular basis. There's someone else that they can pick on. Very common. And as you start to see these behaviors when they do get married and they start to have kids, the question is, how do you safely interfere? Do you interfere? And what can be gained by that? And you must look at what can be lost by that as well. Narcissists like to be in control, so if you start to interfere, it could break your relationship even further. It also might not do any good, so you've got to weigh out these options. The narcissism is on a spectrum, so you know, if you are downright afraid of your child and the havoc that they have caused in your family, you weigh out whether it's a good time to move in and try to help their spouse. When you start to see grandchildren, it's heart-wrenching for parents to see And often grandparents get isolated out of the grandchildren's life if they interfere. If they step up, they could be ruining that relationship forever. So you're going to have to weigh this out. But there are ways that you can help your adult narcissistic child by, you know, whenever possible. If you miss the signs, if you miss the chance, or maybe you did it when they were younger, but, you know, teaching them empathy for their children, teaching them empathy for their spouse, teaching them how to be a better parent. And they may or may not be open to this kind of information. Remember, spectrum, they might not want to listen to you, but always try, and then you'll reach a point where you make the decision to walk away. But know that that means you're walking away potentially from your grandchildren. When their spouse is confused, and maybe they'll come to you, maybe they won't, maybe you'll see things at a Thanksgiving dinner that just rub you the wrong way about the way that they're treating their children, their family, their spouse. Your goal would be to make sure that they understand that you are there for them, the spouse, that you can answer questions. Please don't tell them that you believe that your child is a person with a personality disorder. Don't bother with that one, because that's always going to backfire, because inevitably the spouse is going to spit that out and say, even in the heat of a fight, your mother told me you were a narcissist. Not good. You will not win with that technique, and it is not going to help anybody. So instead, leave that open door policy so that they can understand that you are there to teach them anything, to answer their questions, teaching them boundaries, their spouse. I'm not sure how you'd maneuver this into a conversation, but you could work it in that, you know, growing up when Johnny would do something like that, we would have to set boundaries. Hey, new wife, do you know what boundaries are? Do you know how to set them? Let me teach you what I've learned. This has helped me before, and maybe it'll help you. Teach them that. Teach that they have to set boundaries with consequences. And that's an important thing, because narcissists will push and push and push and push someone's boundary. But when there is a consequence, when there's a formal, if you do this, then kind of situation, then they have a little bit more power. They have a little bit more strength. Understand your boundaries in the relationship. When we're talking about boundaries, you have to understand that they very well might have told you never to talk to my wife about that, never talk to my husband about that, and respect those boundaries, because going behind their back is only going to lead to more crazy drama in your life. And if you are looking to get away from the drama that you've experienced before, this is the time where you have to honor their boundaries. You can't be setting boundaries on them. And if that means that, you know, you can't stand listening and watching this, then you make a decision if you want these people to stay in your life. And often that is one of the hardest decisions of all, because we often feel like we want to help them, we want to save them, we want to teach them, and we don't want to lose visitation with our grandchildren. So you have to make that choice. There is lots of counseling out there. There are people that can help you, guide you, walk you through this. Adult children of narcissists are not above the horrific smear campaigns and things like that that might very well come back into your life if you make the wrong move. I am telling you that this is something that so many parents have walked the line of, and so many spouses of a narcissist come to me and say, how come they didn't tell me? How could they have not known? The truth is they did know. The truth is that they made the decision and had hope and faith that maybe you could change their life. Maybe you could help their narcissistic person find love and that would change them. It's the same kind of excuses that we use when we're in a relationship with a narcissist. Parents use them too. The goal is here for you to make the decision to understand that you can be part of the life. Talk to your kid about this. Don't be throwing in, hey, I want to teach boundaries to your new spouse and stop that behavior. But you can be there for the grandchildren. You can be their rock to understand what a normal family is like. Walking away from your grandchildren is probably one of the hardest things as walking away from your own child is. But if you can be an active part in that child's life and bring them some normalcy, then it's a win. So you might not have had a chance of helping your child as they were growing up, but that doesn't mean you walk away from their kids, at least not in the beginning. Give it a try and see if you can find a way that will make your relationship work as they get married and move on and have children. You have the power. And don't forget that you brought that little human into the world and you can continue a relationship with them if it's safe and if you have some control over the situation. I don't want to put you back in a situation where you're being abused as a parent, as a family. But know that you are not alone in this. And it's pretty much all I wanted to say is that having an adult narcissist as a child is giving you some practice. But don't give up. Try to do what you can and work out the relationship that works for your family. This is Tracy. That's all I've got. Have a great day and peace out.